Take your seats again. I'm going to ask our minister Bart to come forward and do a reading from Matthew 1, 18 to 23.
Hi there, everyone. Hi there, boys and girls. We're just going to read a little bit from the Bible. So this is the story of when Jesus was born. So from Matthew chapter 1, and it says this. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
Thank you. Let us pray. Father, we do thank you that we can come celebrate Christmas together. So help us to understand what you're saying to us now. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to ask my volunteer family to come up, the Beavers, and they're going to do a little drama for us. And the boys are very excited to do it, as you can tell. So here is an ordinary family, one in need of a perfect Christmas. Mom and Dad have been stressing out with their to-do lists. They've been rushing around. He's always on his phone. She's got work to do. There's meetings to go to, phone calls to make, cards to write, gifts to buy. All of this while also trying to remember to feed everyone and to remember where they've left everything. The kids have had lines to learn for their school plays, songs to sing, concerts to play in, parties and school fairs, raffle tickets, Christmas cards to write for the class, trying to be good, being stuck indoors, wearing itchy Christmas jumpers, and visiting older people. And all of this while trying to fit in washing, eating, and sleeping too. And now they have to complete the Christmas obstacle course. Obstacle course part one, the school Christmas nativity play. Parents dodge the meeting, ignore the call, kids don't be sick, avoid the germs. Phew, we made it. Quick, take a photo, look happy, and then it's off again to the Christmas party. Christmas party. Come on, round we go. Be nice. Eat a mince pie, some cheese and sticks. Have a chat. Pretend like we love them. Avoid any trouble. Look good. Wear the right outfit. Great. On to the final obstacle. Relatives are coming home for dinner. This is one hurdle we have to get over. She's hard work. He's got allergies. She's losing her marbles. It's a boring time. It's a little bit tense, but it has to be done because it's Christmas after all. Come on, rise above it. Mind your manners. Eat your food. Well done. You've made it to dinner. Whew. I hope it's worth it. I hope there's something to celebrate. I hope there's good news. I hope there's some space in all the busyness to bring joy. I hope there's something that can bring this family together. Here we have baby Jesus lying in a manger covered in hay. Not very good. Bart read earlier from Matthew chapter 1. I'm going to read two verses again. She will give birth to a son, And you're to give his name. What's his name? Jesus. Because Jesus means he will save his people from their sins. And then verse 23 says something different. She will have a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. So how many babies is Jesus having? One or two? One or two? Jesus and Emmanuel. One. He only had one baby, but it sounds like he had twins because the one name is Emmanuel and the other name is Jesus. Which is the right name? Well, the angel told Joseph that he had to call the baby Jesus, which means God saves us, but people will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Why is it two different names? Because this baby was doubly important. He's Jesus because he's our Savior, and he's also Emmanuel because he was God with us. How can a special baby born so many years ago and so many miles away help you, help the family, and help me? The clue is in the names, because this baby, not this baby, but Jesus, is a savior. He came to save us from the big things that affect our families. You know, my family has problems. Does your family have problems? Yes. Do you think that family has problems? Yes. Yes, we all have problems. All the ways we hurt each other, we harm each other, we try and put ourselves first above everybody else, we spoil the day, we spoil the world, we try to shut out God and ignore Him. God calls all of these things sin. And that's why Jesus came. Because sin pulls us away from God. And that's why we need to have a Savior. But because He's not only a Savior, He's also God with us, that means that He was completely in control. He was completely loving. God loves us so much that He didn't turn His back on us and leave us to deal with the mess that we make. He loves us and He wants to forgive us. If the family will come forward, we can know how much Jesus loves us because He wants to help us. Jesus is God with us. When we go through difficult times, He's for us. He loves us and He helps us. He knows what life is like. He knows about the mess and the confusion. He gives us a great reason to have a party. He came for us because we are His family. For my family, for your family, and for this family. That's why we sing and shout and give gifts and dress up for Christmas. Because we're part of that story. Jesus came to fill our hearts and hands and homes with reasons to be thankful. So this Christmas, don't worry about all the stress stuff. Don't worry about the hassle. Don't worry about the obstacles. What you need to remember is we have a Savior. His name is Jesus, which means God saves us. His name is also Emmanuel, which means God is with us. God is with us. A real reason to celebrate. Thank you.